believers in the Central African Republic are risking it all to help the needy. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Water for Good just drilled wells for a community that hasn't had clean water in 2 years because of a nationwide conflict. As they drill wells, teams get a chance to share Christ, the living water. Water for Good's David DeArmy.
The conflict, the war, has never touched people's hearts the way it has this time around. And the gospel has kind of a fresh new meaning to it.
They need your help to continue. We'll connect you at our website. Paper is an essential on any school supply list, and African orphan Ibrahim knows it more than anyone. He was failing elementary school because he couldn't take notes, and finally, he had to quit. But thanks to Baptist Global Response, he got a notebook and re-enrolled. Now, he's making his way through school and learning the gospel from a local caring center, all thanks to a program that provides notebooks to students for only 50 cents. Find out more at our website. And paper is piling up in Africa, and so are books in Kenya. This week, Christian Resources International, or CRI, is sending Christian books and Bibles to people there. And they're giving them away absolutely free. Jason Wolford of CRI.
When we send a sea container, each one of those has the ability to reach about 500,000 people.
A CRI missionary will oversee the distribution, and he's adding a little more to the project.
Part of this ongoing project will be where we train pastors monthly.
Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's not too early to plan for 2016, believe it or not. Get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores that'll remind you of who God is and why we should follow Him. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.